This week's film is the art house biopic Final Portrait, written and directed by Stanley Tucci. Set in Paris, Final Portrait stars Geoffrey Rush as the famous Swiss artist Alberto Giacometti, who asks his friend James Lord, an American writer played by Armie Hammer, to sit for what he proclaims will be his final painting. The artist promises the sitting will last a day, but soon Mr. Lord is changing flights again and again as the process drags out for weeks. Those familiar with Tucci's script for the absorbing and delightful film Big Night won't be surprised that he again favors a rather deliberate pace to showcase both genius and the unstable temperament behind this particular artistic undertaking. In fact, just as the painter wonders if he will ever truly complete this painting or any other painting, the audience may wonder the same about the movie. Rush is terrific as the painter-sculptor bouncing between waxing philosophical and outbursts of a demented artist, but pulling back just enough to avoid slipping into a caricature. And since another reviewer put it so perfectly, I'll steal it. We finally have the definitive answer to the question whether the living Ken Doll and pretty boy Armie Hammer can act, as never has the equivalent of a bowl of fruit been so impeccably portrayed. The supporting cast, including Tucci's Big Night co-star Tony Shalhoub, Sylvie Testud, and Clémence Poncet, could probably have rescued the film, but they are all underutilized as the brother, wife, and prostitute of the artist. The result is a tedious account of the final portrait sessions as the artist is distracted by his own pursuit of precision and daily temptations and aggravations of a bohemian lifestyle in Paris. So, on my ski trail rating system, Final Portrait earns my lowest beginner green ski trail rating. For 90% of theatergoers, watching this film will resemble pulling uphill on a sun-softened connector trail at the end of a long ski day. So bring some caffeine. Director Stanley Tucci uses too slight a hand to effectively satirize his subject matter, and writer Stanley Tucci fails to provide sufficient character development or insight to the artist's particular method to engage the audience dramatically. However, if you dare indulge in 90 minutes of part satire and part meditation upon artistic process, you will be rewarded with noteworthy individual performances by the leading cast and a palette of human perspective that inescapably orbits the gravity of an artistic genius. Unfortunately, even the brightest of colors just mixed together indiscriminately produces a boring glob of gray. Final Portrait is rated R for artistic nudity, artistic satire, artistic swearing, and the danger of falling asleep and dropping your popcorn, literally watching paint dry. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.